the 260 Dugout Podcast. Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
And of course, we're talking to Graham Kellum today, a big part of the Murray State Racers' run to the College World Series in 2025. He set Murray State record with 9 saves over the season of 24 appearances. He tossed 46 innings, had 64 strikeouts for a per 9 inning average of 12.5. He only gave up 39 hits and 23 walks on the season, as opponents were held to a batting average of .227 against him. He appeared in 7 games with an ERA of 3.32 in 19 innings. Had 30 strikeouts in those 19 innings, giving up only 16 hits, 4 walks, and opponents only hit .229 against him. And in the clinching win over Duke, he set the Murray State record with his 9th save of the season. Now, before Murray State, he went to Ball State, where he started his college career, and he then transferred to the University of St. Francis and played for coach Dustin Butcher. He earned the All-Crossroads League status as a 2.95 ERA in a span of 36 innings last year in 2024. And in that season, he was 4th in the NAIA nationally with 12 saves. And before all that, he played his high school baseball at Garrett High School. And now he finds himself with the Murray State Racers, majoring in marketing and getting ready to embark on his senior season. Going to be fun to catch up today with Graham Kellum on the 260 Dugout. We're getting down to the final few episodes for season 1 of the 260 Dugout, and this is someone I've been wanting to catch up with for a while, but he had a busy summer, so we were trying to wait our turn, and today is our turn. We have the one and only Graham Kellum joining us here on the pod. Graham, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Glad to be here.
It's good. I'm glad to finally catch up with you. I know, and I mentioned the busy summer, and what I meant was, you know, you were pitching in the College World Series, man. Talk about that experience for you.
Oh, yeah, that was unreal, man. I honestly didn't even think we were going to go there. You know, we had a good season, but we didn't really piece it together until the end. And then kind of walked in the conference tournament thinking, like, all right, are we going to win this or not? And we did. And it was just like, I don't know. Like, had nothing to lose in the regional, super regional. We're just playing for the team. It was a fun time.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it was your first season with Murray State, correct?
Yes, sir. I played at St. Francis the year before and then Ball State my freshman year.
Yeah, so talk about any adjustments you had to make, you know, going from St. Francis to Murray State.
I think just getting used to the competition again, like, every lineup is pretty stacked, pretty consistent. Like, compared to NAI, I know there's good players all around, but, like, I don't know, just a more consistent lineup, like more depth hitting and then pitching wise too. But obviously I don't have to worry about that because I'm a PO. So
that's true. So, like, what was your reasoning? I imagine, you know, starting off at St. Francis, what was the reason that you choose to transfer to Murray State?
Yeah, so technically started at Ball State my freshman year, then went to St. Francis. So I actually lost my scholarship at Ball State, didn't throw a whole lot. And I didn't really know where to go from there. And then Dustin Butcher reached out to me, and I went on a visit there. It was either that or go to JUCO, and I want to stay close to home. The JUCO was kind of like, I don't know, over there, like Terre Haute. And it was out in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, you know, I can just stay in Fort Wayne, do my own thing. And I knew a lot of the guys on the team coming in, so – but
yeah, so you committed to Ball State straight out of, you went to Garrett High School. What made Ball State initially the right decision for you coming out of Garrett?
The goal has always been to play pro ball, and Ball State, honestly, I think they've had more first round draft picks than any other school in Indiana, like Indiana Hoosiers, Purdue. So that's why I wanted to give a main reason.
That makes sense. So, yeah, ultimately the goal is to go to the pros. So this offseason, and, you know, I've noticed you've been really busy. So what are some things you've been working on coming off an impressive junior season that you had for Murray State?
Well, yeah, I didn't really have much of an offseason because that postseason is pretty long. I didn't really get much time to deload, take time off from throwing because I was kind of preparing for the draft. You know, I'd heard some things, got myself an advisor, and, you know, I just didn't work out, so – and then I was back on campus, you know, next month. But I came back down to Kentucky, got some work in with the local dude, Brad Barker. He's from Fort Wayne, but he's in Hopkinsville now, like working at a high school strength coach. So I got to stay with him for a couple weeks and then went back home and then came back down here.
So you said you were hearing some things from scouts, which I mean, that's a good thing. You have a whole nother year to, surprise some scouts. But what were some things you were hearing from MLB scouts? What were you hearing this year?
I didn't really talk to many scouts other than there's this prospect link. They can follow you on there. It means they're showing interest. I'm receiving an invite from like the Brewers, Twins, and Cubs, but that's pretty much it. But like I got an advisor towards the end of the season because they're like, all right, this is the biggest stage of baseball. Probably gonna get the most looks you'll ever get, which I did. But yeah, I don't know. They told me there was a chance I'd go this year. I really wasn't thinking so, especially early on in the year because I was start out rough. And start piecing it together towards the end. But yeah, I'm just hoping maybe this year, I don't know, gain some velo, get stronger, and then yeah, just get better.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. And I was going to ask you, for the audience that in case they didn't get to watch you for the College World Series or even get to watch you in high school at Garrett or college at St. Francis at Ball State, describe you as a pitcher for the audience, for, anyone for be able to check you out. Describe yourself as a pitcher. What are your strengths?
My coach has said it, and a lot of people around me have said it, but they seem to think I don't get fazed. Like, obviously, I come into a game, I'm nervous all the time. Like, who isn't? If you're not nervous, you're not prepared. But yeah, I don't know. Everybody thinks I keep my composure, which I think I do a good job of that. And just like keeping the body language the same. Like, that was a big transition I had to make for my freshman year because it looked like I didn't want to be out there, apparently. And so, I don't know. Yeah.
I know a lot of players like that. I've played with a lot of them and I've played against a lot of them that just don't seem to get too high and too low. So you sometimes may mistake it for them not caring. So I do know a lot of people like that, but I will say on the mound, I mean, you should be very proud of how far you've come. I mean, first of all, being able to play Division I baseball is a blessing in its own. So obviously you've put the work in order to do that. You mentioned the goal is ultimately, to be in the majors. So what are some things that you think that, this senior season that what are some things that you think they may want to see from you in order to make that happen?
I think just having more consistent outings. I think earlier in the year last year, I think I threw against WKU, really good mid-major school. They were ranked for a little bit. Got my first collegiate win. And then I think played Ole Miss early on for like a midweek game. They're really good. Five really good innings. Only gave up two bombs out of three hits, whatever. But then I think we played Evansville, had a terrible outing. I think I faced five batters. Didn't get any of them out and then got yanked. Didn't get out, yeah. And then went and pitched against Kentucky, had a really good game. And then it was kind of the same thing against Lindenwood, bad game. And then, yeah, kind of got pushed to the end of the bullpen and then waiting for my chance again.
So far in your college career, and we can go back to high school in a moment, but for now, just sticking with college, who are some of the the teams that have been the toughest for you to face? You mentioned a couple programs there. I know Evansville's got a solid program as well. Who are some of the teams that you face that you always know you got to bring your best on the mound because they're going to be attacking at the plate?
It's a little bit different because it's my first year in the or second year technically going in the MVC, but I don't really know much about any of the teams. So I don't know, I kind of just treat I don't know. I just try to be a good competitor out there, not care who's in the box, and just have a killer mentality. Like it doesn't matter who I'm throwing to. I
Yeah.
mean, obviously I know Ole Miss is a little bit more stacked lineup.
Right.
So going there I might have to adjust how I attack them at the plate, but other than that, I'm just doing my thing up there.
Yeah, so you've already come a long way since high school. And so let's go back to, coming up at Garrett. Did you play any travel ball, anything like that that you think attributed to, your elevation in your game throughout the past couple of years?
I definitely think it contributed to my love for the game. I started playing with the Coach Pitch travel team at like 8 or 9 U, like Bulldogs. And from there, think I played travel ball all the way up till 14U. And then high school, I kind of chilled out with that. Started doing more like individual training with Brad Barker and then Rich Dunno, obviously. They're like some Fort Wayne guys. He makes King of the Hill. He's over in like New Haven. They got that warehouse. I think one of the Tittmans owns it or whatever. But yeah.
Well, the Tubman's got their hands on everything in sports here in four way.
that is.
So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So that, and you know, someone just, and I could get, you're a good example of this. Someone just reached out a couple of days ago because I've been on this pod, you know, talking about travel ball and how early it should start. Everyone has their own different opinions. So you said you started in 8U, and you said that is what helped you grow the love for the game. So talk about being that young and playing travel ball, and why do you think it made you fall in love with it?
Like, especially just being on a good travel team all throughout 8 and 14U. We're out there beating everybody, having fun, mashing baseballs, doing it all on the mound and at the plate. And then obviously, like high school, I started focusing more on pitching. I wasn't too good of a hitter, but I was still in the lineup. I mean, you know how high school ball is, like competition, it's not really there, but once you go to college, it's a lot more different.
Yeah, I know my high school days. I didn't play much in the field, but I was always in the lineup. I was DH, so that was my summary. I probably played maybe four innings total my whole high school career on the field, and the rest all just in the lineup. So I get it, especially when you're a pitcher like you, who obviously is playing college ball. You're not gonna, and if you're not the greatest hitter, like you said, they're probably not gonna, you know, try to put that much pressure on you. And I remember hearing your name coming out of Garrett not too long ago, so I knew that you were going to be playing college ball. So do you watch any, you know, major league pitchers or anything that you try to learn a little bit from and take after?
Yeah, I think people might think this is like crazy, but I don't watch a whole lot of sports on my own time. I'd say I started
Wow.
watching a lot more playoff baseball recently, but I am a college hoops guy. Like, that's pretty much all I watch. But I think Jacob deGrom, I like watching him pitch. I like watching Shohei Ohtani pitch. I mean, there's a few, but yeah, not a big like sports fan. I don't really have a set in stone team. I mean, I like Detroit, and then I like the Padres, obviously, because it's Fort Wayne's affiliate.
I like that. Except that you said you like Detroit. I'm a Mariners fan, so that was a little,
Really?
that stung a little bit, I guess. I'll be okay though. I'll be all right. That's cool though, because like, you know, that just means even more, like, you just want to play baseball. Like you
Sir.
don't really have, you know, a whole lot of, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. As long as you want to play, you love the game. You don't necessarily have to, you know, follow MLB like that and, you know, watch anybody. And I'm sure, so you said you're a college hoops guy. So who's your team again? Who'd you say?
The Hoosiers.
Oh man.
They haven't been too good the past couple years, but
Oh man.
on the come up, I'm hoping.
We'll see. New coach, new life, I guess. We'll see how all that goes. But
Hopefully they turn it around, but
yeah, absolutely. And speaking of turning around, I mean, coming off, you know, the College World Series with Murray State, I'm sure the sky's the limit for you guys. So as a team, I'm sure the goal is to get back there, right? What's the goal that you guys are talking about as you guys are getting ready? You know, fall is happening right now, so I'm sure you guys are working out. What are some things you guys are talking about as a unit?
yeah, I think the World Series is honestly like a once in a lifetime opportunity for any like mid-major school. But I think the standard is now like getting back to a regional, that should be the number one goal. Like obviously sweeping the conference tournament. But yeah, I think we just have high hopes for getting back to a regional and going from there. I mean, it's a whole new team again. I think we have 14 returners. Most of them are pitchers. Like a few of them are pitchers, few position guys, but yeah. I mean, we gotta get everybody to gel again, and hopefully it goes good.
That's right. So, what's the schedule looking like? I mean, I know fall is wrapping up, at least around here it is. It's wrapping up here. I don't know what it would be like for you, but fall is wrapping up around here. But what's your schedule look like, you know, around this time? And when do you get, do you do anything during the winter? And when do you get rolling for spring?
Yeah, it's a little different this year because I think the NCAA like switched their guidelines a little bit. So we start off. When we got to campus, start off with like individuals. So it's just pitchers working with pitchers, position guys doing their own thing, hitting. And recently we started team practice like the past 2 weeks. And then we had our first scrimmage against SEMO, Southeastern Missouri. And like 3 days, like we had 3 days of team practice and then we were scrimmaging. And then right now, tomorrow we scrimmage. Like we have an 18 inning scrimmage because yesterday and then Monday got canceled, obviously. But or today and yesterday got canceled. But yeah, and then we're on fall break from Thursday through the weekend. And then we have Vandy next Friday. So that should be a good game, but.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. Yeah, busy schedule, and I have been able to, catch up with you today, and I look forward to seeing what the Racers are gonna do this spring. I remember seeing your name coming across my timeline on Twitter, and I was like, that guy played at Garrett High School. Hold on, I might have to follow and see what the Racers are doing. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what you're doing, man. I see you putting in work. I think I've seen Brad, who you were with
Yep.
for a couple of weeks. I think I've seen him share a video as well. I'm hoping this year is even better for you, man. You mentioned the scouts were talking, or at least not scouts, but you mentioned some interest was coming last year. So I'm hoping for a big senior season for you, and I'm hoping the sky's the limit for you, and maybe some MLB teams come calling for you, man. The 260 is behind you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Sure, I appreciate it, man. Just excited to play this year again, so.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Always love bringing a high school baseball player on the show when we have something very exciting to talk about. And all about this show is, the youth and looking ahead to the future. And someone is already looking ahead to their future as they're in their junior season, still got a whole nother season to play, class of 2027. We have Homestead pitcher, all 6'4" of them joining us here on the 260 Dugout Podcast, unless he's grown another inch. We got Charlie Herr from Homestead joining us. Charlie, what's going on?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing really good. Very glad to catch up with you. I know you've had a very busy fall, man. Catch us all up on what you've been doing this fall.
Yeah, so this fall has definitely been the busiest, like for me. First off, I want to thank you for getting me on here. But this fall, so I'm planning on playing for a new team next year, the Indiana Bulls. And so our coach did this like fall thing where he like got a bunch of the Bulls players and like most of the players play football, so some of them couldn't play. So he got some other good players around the state, and we played four tournaments, two in Grant Park, one in Illinois, that new Lenox complex, and then we went to Florida for our last tournament. Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun, and I like this is my first time like really experiencing like being on like a good team. Like this team was like, it was probably the best team I've ever been on for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. And also, so walk me through what the, because I've seen the Chicago White Sox scout team or something like that. Walk me through what that is.
So our coach, he kind of like has a kind of a sort of a connection. So one of the Chicago White Sox scouts, like he reached out to him and was like, can we make this team happen? And so there's one in California, one in the Midwest. There might be another somewhere else, but so we're kind of like a part of the White Sox organization. And was really cool because like we've got like we learned a lot because like one time like one of the scouts came and talked to us all about like recruiting and all that stuff like that for like the MLB even. And it's just really cool. So
That's good to, be rubbing those elbows with some of the MLB scouts, as like I said, you're a junior and haven't even played your junior season yet. So you still got all kinds of potential to hit. Like, I don't even feel like you've hit your potential yet, which is scary. Because I've seen all the videos, been following you. You've had a great fall. You had a great spring last year. And so you had the big commitment a couple of weeks ago. Tell everyone where you're going to be going to college, attending and playing baseball, and what made them the right decision for you.
So a couple of weeks ago, I made my decision to commit to Indiana, IU, go Hoosiers, baby. And so what made that decision for me is when I went on a visit a week prior to committing, and I just like I felt wanted, if that makes sense. Like the coaches were like awesome. Like I love them. They all sounded like so like they went into so much detail with everything they were talking about. Like they sounded really like mature kind of within like the baseball world.
The
And
most
so
important thing is I didn't want to cut you off, but the most
no, go
important
for it.
thing is that you said you felt wanted. That's the most important part.
So it actually happened pretty quick. So, I went to the Future Games, and so that's a whole nother story. That was crazy. But after the Future Games, Coach Glant, who is the pitching coach, he reached out and he was just like, just keep me posted on your fall schedule. And like that was it. Like there was nothing after that. And then I told him like when I was pitching and I pitched one time, he saw me. And after that, he was like, let's get you on a visit this week. And it just went from there. So it all happened really fast, which was awesome because I loved it there. I felt wanted by the coaches. And I've always heard, like, don't pick the school, pick the coaches kind of thing. And I like when I was getting recruited, like there was other schools involved, obviously. And I just like these coaches a lot. They just kind of stood out to me.
That's what it's all about. I seen the big announcement, man, and I couldn't be happier for you. Not only, going D1, but to a school like IU that, definitely does a great job scouting this area. I know a buddy of mine, Will Corson Carr, that pitched there, has nothing but great things to say about that program as well. So very happy for you. I already know, and a lot of people listening know that what kind of program you're going to at IU. But you said the Future Games was a whole nother story. What happened at the Future Games?
Oh, that was just like it was just crazy.
Just strike out like a 100 batters or something.
No, I struck out 3 and 2 innings, which I did really well. I was really proud of myself. And that game I pitched, we actually lost 10-0.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I got there, I got to the game, and I'm just looking around, and there's like 30 scouts at each field. It's like packed, like the parents are standing up because they don't have anywhere to sit. It's the
Jeez.
scouts. It was surreal. It was a crazy experience for me, but it was awesome to have. Awesome.
And it ended up getting you an offer and,
Yeah.
getting the ball rolling for IU that eventually would be your home. So describe yourself as a pitcher. I did mention that you were 6'4", and I know a lot of people are trying to draw in between the lines of what kind of pitcher you are, but describe your pitching analytics and, what makes you so special on the mound.
Yeah, so what makes me special is my ability to go east to west with my ball to sort of like manipulate like the batters. Like I have a good mix of pitches and I'm like confident with all of them. So like when I'm behind in counts, I can't just like throw a fastball and like I can switch it up like. 'Cause like 2-0, they're obviously like they're gonna be expecting fastball right down the middle, and like bad things may happen after that. So for like my ability to be able to like pitch my off-speed pitches in like a good location and like have that ability is definitely one of my like biggest things.
Yeah, and you got a good mixture too. I think you have a lot of fastball, curve, change up, and one more, right? What else you got?
Yeah, so I just added a cutter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Me and my pitching coach Blaine, we've been working on that, so
Man, Blaine McRae does not rest.
no, he does not.
He
He does
does.
not rest.
Hey, special shout out to Blaine McRae. Definitely, I think they just announced today he's going to be working with the McKinstry Warehouse,
Yep. That's
helping doing some
awesome.
pitching there. So definitely a shout out to him. Southside, another Southside guy, so I got to give love there. Shout out to Blaine. So what are some things that Blaine's been working with you on specifically to help? I know velocity's been one because I've seen you ranking in the top 15 at Prep Baseball on the leaderboard for, max fastball velocity. What's some things that Blaine's been working on you with?
Yeah, man, Blaine is awesome. He's great. He's done so much for me already. And so some things we're working on right now is like manipulating like some of my pitches. So my changeup, like I didn't like throw it like as much. Like I wasn't like super confident with it, but we went through like me and Blaine went through a phase of like a couple of weeks. We were just like trying out different grips. Different how throwing it different ways, like it was a whole like journey, and then like just one time like it just clicked, and now like it's like I'm super confident in it. Like I'd say like that's one of my most competitive pitches for sure. And from like to have that ability is awesome. And then also we're working on like for me to be able to move faster down the mound. So like right now I'd say like I'm like from when I lift my leg and go down the mound, I'm like a little slow on the slower side.
Yeah.
And if I could be able to like move my hips in a faster way and like move down the mound faster, then that would like create a lot more velocity for sure.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Blaine, again, shout out to him. I know he works with a lot of different guys across the area, but another talent that he gets to say, hey, man, I work with this kid. And he, when I had him on, he was so like humble about what he's done. And he just projected all of the praise that I was giving him to you guys, the kids that are putting in the work. So it is a testament to him as a pitching coach. And a testament to him as a human being. And you were one of the names that he mentioned, telling us to watch out for. So we'll be watching out for you at Homestead. So I had to bring that up because I got to watch you guys. I got to come to one game last year, and it was the game against Southside in the tournament. And admittedly, like I'm going to be honest where I'm recording. I'll be honest. I left after, I think it was like the fourth inning, I think. And I'm a Southside guy. So it was hard to watch. I'm not going to lie to you. Luke Rhea on the mound, striking out all my archers. It was a little hard to watch, but I do want you to at least recap, you know, your sophomore season with Homestead and look ahead to your junior season and talk about your team a little bit.
Yeah, man, my sophomore season, it was a lot of fun. All those seniors, like they were awesome. They were awesome. Like, they all like supported all the young guys and like they taught me a lot. Like they were awesome to me. Like, yeah. And so last year I was sort of like the backup, which was perfect for me, you know, sophomore year, just filling in and like go in, do the job. So I had a lot of fun doing that. 'Cause like, honestly, like, the most fun I had was like just being able to be around the older guys. Like what they did for me was like awesome. Like I couldn't say enough things about them. And yeah. And then that playoff run, like that was just like a lot of fun. Everyone was into it. Like it was awesome.
Yeah, another program at Homestead, you know, one of the most prestigious programs has always been, for at least as long as I've known. When I was in high school and I graduated in 09, they were the testament then, and they're still one of the most solid programs in the area now. So I already know what kind of beast you guys got at Homestead. I know a lot of people say they're worried about all the seniors that left, but Homestead is one of those programs. So it's next man up, you know, next year. It's someone else's turn. And I think this year is going to be the year that everyone needs to realize who Charlie Hur is and why he's going to IU. So moving ahead, you know, as you said, this is your off season. So what do you do in the off season? Do you lift or do you just relax? What does Charlie Hur do in the off season for baseball?
Yeah. The off season. No, you can't relax too much. This is like my time. Like baseball, like summer and fall, like that's been like a lot. Like it's been awesome. I've loved every second of it. It's been a lot. So like for my off season, like my plan, eat and lift. Gotta eat and lift right now. Mm-hmm. That's like the biggest thing right now is to get stronger for me. 'Cause when I get stronger, then I'll definitely see more improvements. So to be able to like kind of put baseball aside for like a little short period of time is going to be good for me to be able to like really get after it in the gym and eating and stuff like that.
That's a good plan. And do you play any other sports or are you just a baseball player?
So I played basketball every other year, but this is going to be my first year where I'm not playing basketball.
Oh
yeah.
Just a decision to focus more on the baseball side.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of fun playing basketball. I just thought it was about time.
I got you. Yeah, it's you know, I know you've been very busy. You just got back from Florida, right? Like a few days ago.
Yeah, we got back Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, and for everyone, we're recording this on a Wednesday, so it's only been a couple of days. So yeah, this guy's been very busy, still very busy. Seen tons of videos all summer, all fall long, and now he's gonna just eat and lift. That's the plan for the next
That's
couple of
right.
months. And I will be doing team
Stronger,
preview.
faster.
Yeah, I'll be doing team preview, so I will be out at Homestead for the springtime. So definitely look out for me to come out there and
Yes, sir.
interview the coach, a couple of other players. I know I've got to talk to a couple of them, but I'm looking forward to seeing what you got, man. I'm very excited for you. Congrats again on the commitment to IU, and keep working. Blaine, if you can still keep working with him, that'd be great as well. And keep doing what you're doing. I know Homestead's gonna appreciate it, and IU's gonna appreciate it once you graduate. So keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm proud of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you a lot, man.
And before we go, do you want to give anyone else a shout out that we may have missed today? Any coaches, trainers, any family members, anything?
I just want to say, watch out for the Spartans this year, man.
Ooh.
We're gonna be pretty good. I think we got the arm talent for sure this year. Me, Luke Haley, Eli Chappelle, Jacob Erb, Mason Gutman, Connor Deem. It's a lot of dudes in there. A lot of dudes.
Like it.
I think we can make a run. I think we can make a run.
Watch out for those Spartans. Charlie,
Watch
thank you
out
so
for
much for
those
coming on.
Spartans.
Thank
Yeah,
you so
thank you
much for
for having
coming
me. Thank you for having me.
on. Awesome. Thanks, man. Take care.
Yeah, you too.